Welcome, everybody, to another wonderful, exciting edition of Saturday AM Live. This is our second call in 2011, and I won't make any apologies. I'm jacked up about not only today, but about this year, and about a lot of things that are taking place, not just in NECAN and in the whole world of us as wellness consultants, but just so many other areas that we truly, truly can get passionately excited about, because if it's to be, it's up to me. We have the opportunity to choose each and every day what kind of day that's going to be. As Ed Foreman says, you know, if you're handed a menu at the beginning of every single day and it has, you know, a bad, terrible, the worst possible junk, crappy day that I could possibly have, that's on one side of the menu. And then on the other side of the menu is the ultimate best, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, you know, ultra fantastic day. Which side are you going to choose? You know, it's totally up to us. If we yield to circumstances, well, we're making the choice to go with the bad side. And if we say, you know, circumstances may be what they are, however, we can choose. So keeping that in mind, that's what we're going to go into this morning. And for the next 35 minutes or so, this is your call. Okay, I'm going to host and I'm going to moderate and I'm going to kind of keep things going in the right direction, but this is your call today. And what we're going to do is take turns and, you know, 30, 45 seconds apiece, and we should be able to get to a whole slew of different people. And if any one of you is in front of your computer and is really fast, faster than I am at typing, and you want to type up some basic notes, I would love to do it because I'm not going to be able to do it. And to kind of keep a record of what people share. But when it comes to the five pillars of health, a healthy mind, healthy body, healthy finances, healthy society, and healthy family, all five of those are what cause us to be a success as wellness consultants and being able to give back to other folks. And none of us are ever going to achieve perfection. Let me put it to you that way. As it says in my little daily thing that I flipped over today, it says, many of us prefer to stay at the threshold of a Christian life instead of going on to construct a soul in concordance to the new life that God has put with us. And it challenges to go on and literally strive for perfection, which to 99.9% of us, we could never think, well, I'm going to shoot for perfection because it's impossible. It's way off the target. However, we can tweak each one of those five pillars and say, hey, what if I had to choose between each one of these five, one of these five, and this is a great thing to do with brand new wellness consultants, to say, if one of these jumps out at you, which one would you like to focus on first? Which one would be most out of balance? And a lot of people say, well, my finances stink right now. Well, let's show you how, because NECAN literally can enable people to change and improve in all five of those areas. For this year and for today, I think if we just focus on one, and then once we get that one, then let's tackle another one. Let's, you know, small corrections. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And I think, again, just for myself, what I've discovered is if just attack it a little bit. Let me give you two examples, and I'm just going to open it up and let you guys share. And the way this works is when you're ready to share, as soon as I say go, we got to take turns and kind of be somewhat polite. All you got to do on your phone is hit *6, and that'll demute your line, and then it'll bring you into the call. And then as soon as you do share, finish sharing, go ahead and hit it again, and that'll mute your line, and so that we don't get a bunch of background and interference and that kind of stuff. And I want to encourage each and every person, just, you know, 30 to 45 seconds, share your name, where you're calling from, and then what area, you know, healthy mind. For example, let's look at my two real quick. One I started several years ago, and it went in the area of healthy body. And it wasn't a New Year's resolution. It was just a decision I made. It was in August, of all things, of all times of the year. And I just decided, you know, I know, because I'd always despised exercising. I thought it was a waste of time. I live on 5 acres. I do enough stuff outside. I'm active enough that I thought, I don't really need to do that. But I knew that I couldn't continue to say that. So for me, I just started doing 25 push-ups, 25 sit-ups a day. And I told myself, when I feel like that's not really a resisting, you know, as much of a resistance anymore, Then I'm going to up it by 5. Well, I got all the way up to the point where I was doing 100 of each every single day. And it wasn't anything intense, nothing exciting. It just, that was my personal goal. Again, it was a small little thing. For right now, again, I started this months ago, in the area, in the category of a healthy mind, what is it that we need to do, what is it that really I need to do to sharpen that up? Well, you could say read more. Well, that's a moving target. We need to be specific. The more specific we can be with our goals and things we want to change in our life, the better off we'll be. And so in the area of healthy mind, one of the things for me was when I'm talking with somebody, as one of the many things I've learned from the great Billy Graham, is be 100% all there. Don't be thinking about what you're going to say next. Don't be thinking about what the next project is. Don't be looking at your watch. You know, this is for me. And being 100% all there, even if it's on the phone or typing an email. But specifically with people, the one thing that I want to really focus on as far as a healthy mind is being 100% all there, because I know that I can get the most out of that conversation, the most out of that dialogue, if I am 100% focused all there. And then it goes on the same way with projects. If you're working on something, just be focused on that. If the phone rings, you get an interruption, lay that aside and switch. And it seems like such a trivial thing, but I'm telling you, in the last few weeks, almost a month now, that I've really been concentrating and thinking on that, it really has made a world of difference. And it's just really fun. So looking at those five pillars, mind, body, family, finances, and society, which one for you needs the biggest area of improvement that you'd willingly say? And I want to challenge you, those of you who wouldn't normally share on a call like this because you think, it's a little bit shy, I want to challenge you, because when you speak something into existence, out of your mouth, your lips utter those words and your two ears hear it, when we do that, we're literally aligning our, even if it's a small desire, we're aligning that and allowing our brain and all the synapses in our body, we're literally releasing that into existence. And there have been studies and studies that we all know that when someone says, well, I'll try and make it to that wellness preview, I'll try. They're communicating to their mind, well, I'm not really all that interested in doing that. So we all know the power of that word try. So that's my introduction. So whoever's ready to ante up and go first, again, who you are, where you're calling from, what's your area that you wanna tweak, and what's your plan of attack? What's the implementation that you're going to do it? And whether we can pull that off in 30 to 45 seconds may be a stretch, but I think we can. Just the simple things of what we can do. And when we're all done here in a bit, I do have some announcements that I want to share, but we'll wait till the end. So who's going to kick it off?
Dan, this is Brenda from Tucson, Arizona.
Good morning, yes. Brenda.
Good morning. Mine is going to be finances. I started a class last Sunday night at our church by Dave Ramsey.
Uh-huh.
And it forces you to put money aside for those emergencies and then for, you know, 3 to 4 months expenses. It's really a neat course to take.
Uh-huh. And I will commend you for doing that, because I know that there have been not just hundreds and thousands, but literally millions of people that have taken that same course you're taking, and it literally has revolutionized their lives. And you're only a few weeks into it, right, you said?
Yeah,
so just started
last Sunday night.
Okay,
yep.
Fantastic. So you're well on your way. So you see, and what Brenda is doing is, here's her goal, or here's what she wants to tweak. This is the area in the healthy finances, and she's already started the class, so she's put feet, you know, put this thing in motion, and she's well on her way. Thank you, Brenda,
and
for sharing.
13. And it goes 13 weeks.
13 weeks. So you're yep. pretty well committed for the next 3 months.
You got
plus
it.
To making it happen. Well, great. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Hey, Brenda got us going.
Hi, Dan. It's June Silva from sunny Florida.
Good morning, June. Again?
And I am focused on healthy finances. I am starting a mastermind call with my group tomorrow evening that will not only enable me, but it will enable my group, and we all benefit. I am speaking to at least 3 new people a day, and I am doing 5 follow-ups a day.
Wow. Okay. How long, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, June, how long do you think you can maintain 3 and 5?
Oh, I'm not even putting it down. I'm not even looking at it that it's not going to happen. This is my goal for the year. This is my promise to myself.
Okay.
This is part of my plan, my business plan.
Mm-hmm. And that may be audacious to some people to think, man, well, I've run out of people in a couple of weeks because I don't know that many people. But, you know, Dave Johnson put a little note in an email a few days ago and simply said, you know, what would life look like if we talked to even one new person a day, one person that we mentioned the opportunity that we have here? What would it look like? Well, at the end of a year, you'd have 365 new contacts if you did it every day.
Absolutely, and it's realistic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the fun part. Extremely, extremely realistic. Fantastic. Thank you, June. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. And a quick reminder: all you got to do is hit *6 on your phone, and that'll put you in live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Going along with the finances, mine is not a problem of talking to the people. It's a problem of the follow-up.
And for those of us who don't have or aren't as gifted in the voice recognition skills.
Sorry. And it hasn't woke up yet. First thing out of my mouth this morning. This is Char Rogers, Vance's mother. As I said, it's not about talking to people. It's about what I do after I talk to them, and it's usually not much. So I have a class today to find the best program for me in accountability as far as being able to find them again. So not on a scrap of paper, which is usually a post-it that I've asked them to write on, but some place where it can be logged immediately and then followed up within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the finances part of it, make us more successful, of course.
Why 48 hours?
After that, you've lost, and you really have to start all over again for the most part, although you can make up some great stories as to why you did not do it, but it's just sidestepping the issue that should be under control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 24 to 48 hours, and I think Sherry Dorsey down in Texas was the one that reiterated that to me, that we owe it to ourselves, and it doesn't take any more time than that to really, for a conversation or a CD or for an energy test or something else to click in. So, good. Now, did you give the indication that was one? You had another one that you wanted to share? Or no?
Actually, it's all tied into that one, because that is the biggest thing lacking in our business for both Denny and I, is the follow-through. We don't have any problem talking to people or collecting them. We can get more in a day than we could ever handle, but if we've got them where we want them, we will then be forced to do the callback, that type of thing, to get to the next step. Or even what I've said, I'll get this to you, whether it's by email or mail or in person. So we've
mm-hmm.
wasted way too many people.
Mm-hmm. So it really comes down to not only follow-up, but time management of being, like I was sharing for me, being 100% all there. And if we're really committed to that person, we're committed to the follow-up.
Why have I said it if I haven't done something about it? I've lied. Actually lied to them is the way I see it with myself, because I have not done what was necessary after I've made the comment that, I've got your name for a reason. That doesn't mean we don't follow up on any of them, but there's
mm-hmm.
far too many that we don't follow up through. And the time spent, wasted, in looking
mm-hmm.
for that person or bringing him back to mental image in our mind. Oh, I met so-and-so, I've got to get back to that person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times have I done that?
And, what I find interesting, Mom, is that someone that you exposed, Spence, Nick, and I, my brothers and I, when we were younger, high school age, There's a gal by the name of Cheryl Kilborn, I believe was her name.
Oh, yes.
Who was a, I don't know what her specialty was, but one of the things I'll never forget.
She was a trainer.
A generic trainer. One of the things I'll never forget is something that she mentioned in the difference between a ice cream activity and a liver activity. For what my mom is sharing is that it's very easy for my folks to, in the sense of the ice cream, everybody likes ice cream, especially if your last name is Rogers, or frozen yogurt. And it's very easy for them to share an Ekin with people, but not everybody likes liver. I mean, you can doctor it up, a lot of ketchup, a lot of fried onions, but not everybody really enjoys eating liver. And so the follow-up of doing those things that are not as easy, not as comfortable, not as second nature, that's that liver activity. So, you know, the studies are still out there whether we really need to eat the liver, but whatever it can be. Eggplant, for example, would be something that I really don't get into. So if we have those different activities, if something becomes is second nature and it's easy, well, what's the flip side of that? And so we have to decide, you know, even if it's making a contact with somebody, picking up that phone, well, we just need to decide, you know, this is something I've got to do. And, you know, we owe it to ourselves. Great. Thank you, Mom. Who wants to share next?
Al Zimmerman from Merrill, Wisconsin.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning.
What's your area that you're going to tweak?
We're going to talk on finances a little bit this morning.
Okay. This is really
a senior.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I've been a senior for 117 years. Stretching it a little bit. But I've decided that right now I've got to start talking to one new person a day and following up at least on one person a day to get my finances into shape.
You know, and I'll tell you something, Al. When you make that decision and you're committed to that decision, and this is not something that's selfish, this is a godly thing, literally. When you make a decision that all your motives are pure, that because, let me ask you this, Al, what happens when your finances are healthy? What's going to take place? What's that, talk about that. What's going to look like for you?
Well, for one thing, I'm past what would normally be considered retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess eventually I would like to quit working the 9 to 5, which isn't, it's really 6 to 2:30, but that's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to eventually quit the work and just help people. That's a lot more noble goal, trying to find somebody to help their body get better, help their finances get better, help their mental aspects get better. That's, you know, the five pillars of health, you know.
Okay, so ultimately it comes down to not doing that, as you said, 9 to 5, the freedom that comes with that that will enable you to go and give that freedom to other people.
Right.
Okay.
I'll be jingling you one of these days again. I have some talking to do with you, so.
Well, don't be misled and think that, I can't call them because they're busy.
Too long.
Yeah, no. You pick up the phone. When you need help from somebody else in Ekin, pick up the phone. Never assume that they're too busy or, you know, when they just latched on for another 17 years of parenthood because they have an 11-month in their house that is terribly entertaining all the time. Don't assume that they're busy. We are active by choice. There is nobody out there in this world that's too busy. If they dictate and allow other things to dictate to their lives, but we personally, for Stacy and Vance Rogers, and I'll speak on behalf of Denny and Cheryl Rogers and Dennis and Ruth Williams, the upline that most of us have, we are active by choice. It's our choice to do all the things we're doing. However, we never choose to be too active that we don't have time or that we can't make time for the people in our organization, because we've achieved not a level of balance in all five pillars, because we're constantly wanting to get better. There's no nirvana out there where we're going to all get there in the five pillars. So, Al, when you say, hey, this is what I need to do, figure out, get some more specific details on what is it going to take me to talk to one person. One person For again, like my mom just said, that's easy, you know, for them. However, they got an area they need to tweak. So for Al, I would encourage you to go grab a stack of 3x5 cards and start listing names, and just as many names as you can put on each one of those cards, you know, one name per card, and so you have a good way of follow-up. And if that doesn't work, get a program like my mom had mentioned, you know, on the computer, or a spiral pad or something, so they're all in one spot, and you can put little notes on. I have two. I have a stack of 3x5 cards, and I have another program on the computer, which is just simply a Word document where I keep addresses, and I continually go through them and, you know, massage the relationships and follow up. Come up with a system that'll work for you, because if you don't write them down, your mind can't remember everything that you've said to them or what you've given to them. And a 3x5 card is a really simple and very duplicatable and easy way to make that happen. So, great, Al.
Well,
who's next? There's a lot of you out there that I know you're dying to share, and some of you are like, I don't know if this is really all that worthy of sharing. Trust me, it is.
Hey, Vance.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vance. I'm enjoying this. In fact, Char, thanks, because you hit the nail on the head for me. It's finances. This is, Justine Gaitis from Hobart, Indiana, Northwest Indiana. And I love these calls. Don't ever, ever stop. But finances, and it's not like Char. It's not, I can go out and talk to anybody. It's the follow-up. I just don't know what it is. I just draw a blank. And so I got to work on that, and that's what I, every day though, since I went to Humans Being More, every day I go out, I look for one new person that I don't know, and I give them an Ekin hug.
Let's talk about that for a few seconds here, Justine. When you say that going out there and talking to new people, what's the greatest area that is really just stopping you from going out there or bringing up or segueing into the conversation something to do with Nikan? What's the biggest hurdle that's in front of you?
I don't have a hurdle talking to people. I can go out there and talk to anyone. You just see them drinking water or whatever. I mean, I can carry a conversation. It's afterwards when I get their name and number. It's like I get back home and I know I think what it is. I just need to pull out my boss box and, like you said, with the cards and put them to follow up. Because when I get home, it's like I get involved with other things, family, what have you. And I don't know. It's like I think I'm waiting for them to call me. I don't know why. But I just don't follow up.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I do, and when I do, I don't know, they're just duds, but I keep praying for the right people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
You said, maybe I need to be accountable to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Either yourself or to somebody else, say, hey, did you make your, or coming up with a simple formula, the old Trish Winkler method of moving a penny. You know, you have a penny in your pocket, and if you're saying, I'm going to talk to one new person a day or five, well, you put five pennies in your right pocket, and you move them to your left pocket after you've made that contact. And you just said yourself that you don't have any problem talking to people. Well, maybe the connection would be, say, hey, you know, something you just said caused me to remember, you know, the company that I've been aligned with for, well, however many years it's been, you may find this interesting, you may not, but could we exchange, again, keyword here, could we exchange email or phone numbers? I'd love to follow up, or you just use that word, follow up. It's not a sin, but I'd love to get you some information, or would there be a time where we could get together? And if they start asking a question, well, what is it? Well, you know, this is kind of a nondiscreet location here. Could I just show you? You know, this will blow your mind. This works every time. Something we learned from Jerry White last week. You know?
Yes, that call was excellent, and I've got to listen to it again because I couldn't write as fast as you guys talked.
Right. So sorry. You're younger brother, Nick, if you think I talk fast. But, you know, those are those small areas, Justine, that we can tweak a little bit. But the most important thing, and see, this is an area where my folks, they never have any problem getting the information of the contact. It's that next step.
Giving them the information, meeting with them.
Yeah.
Just somehow, I don't know, I lose it.
Okay. Well, the greatest thing that you've done here is you've identified that's the area where it needs to tweak and change. So let's put some feet to action and let's make that happen.
The question you just asked her, and that's what was I was wondering, did you put a strong enough hook in there to give her the verbiage to go back the next time, like you just said? Did you say, and one of ours is the well overused one, do you keep your financial options open? You just mentioned that you'd love to be traveling more in retirement, but you don't have the money to do that, and that's why you're here, and now you don't have the time to do it. Do you keep your financial options open? Or where are you going next, and are you open to looking at something else?
And right now in our culture, not just in the USA, not just in Canada, not in North America, but around the globe, that single question can change. And look at what people have shared today. Everything that's been shared is really honing in on, hey, you know, if our finances were different, it would really open up some areas of freedom for our lives. And, you know, even people that are financially set, they've got more money than they know what to do with, usually their biggest weakness is they don't have the time to enjoy it because they're so strapped, or it's so altered what normality would look like. So that question right there, Justine, just as Mom stated, do you keep your financial options open? It's a great hook. It's a great invitation to get them to say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, the company that I have aligned myself with that's been around for 35 years, they've really, really made a difference in thousands of people's lives in that area. Would you be open to evaluating and checking it out some more? And these phrases don't come natural. They come because we've said them, we've asked them over and over and over and over again. And there's no such thing as a master at this, because you can go through all the people who are successful in the network marketing industry, and they will all have an area of weakness, but as long as they've identified it and they put it out there and said, yep, this is the area where I need to work on. And then once we get that one mastered, we're going to move on to another area.
Our company has asked us to expand in this area. It's like you're responsible to somebody else. Well, we are, because if we don't do it, we don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, Justine, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I can't write as fast as you guys are speaking, but I'm trying.
Thank you,
it makes me feel good to know that, see, I'm not alone. And if you do have trouble following up, well, then I have a chance.
All right, let's keep going. Who's next?
Vance, this is Dottie from Massachusetts. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and you and Bill are doing great as well. You're staying warm, I take it.
Right. Very cold here, too. I think what I'm, I always have a hard time. I mean, like your mom and dad, I mean, we don't have a problem talking to people and getting their phone number and, you know, a little bit sometimes with the follow-up. But my biggest job this year to do is how to launch a new consultant.
Okay.
What do I do once I sign them up to make sure that they understand what has to be done and start them on the road to wellness?
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're having the events in February.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the Crossline, she's going to be addressing that. I mean, she's very successful as far as launching new consultants, and I happened to talk to her, and she's putting it in the program. So hopefully that will, you know, start us on our journey this year.
And let me encourage you, Donnie, because each and every person that is looking at Nikan or that joins Nikan is going to attack it from a different angle. Because for some people, it's just merely to get on autoship. I registered a dear friend of ours the other day who called me out of the blue and is dealing with some really tough physical things. And she said, it's too long, been too long. I need to get back on the nutritionals. And I just point blank asked her. I said, are you thinking you want to do the auto ship program? She said, yes. And she was, and so boom, right there, we registered and got her on auto ship, and it was a done deal. And she said, I want to come back and revisit the topic of, and she talked about several other products, but she said, just right now, I can't do that, but I want to start here. And so for her, that's the right step for her. So if you come up
mm-hmm.
with, but I think the way that Dave Stoltz was talked about, and I don't have the list in front of me, and I'm not going to be able to share it exactly, but, you know, once we get the person registered, as soon as they're registered, point them to the website. If we're with them, get on the computer, show them. Let's look at when the next Humans Being More is, and let's look at this website, what's on here. Let's poke around the library. Let me show you how to access all these great videos. There is a wealth of training information and wonderful just insight for you at your leisure when you're ready to digest it. Because if we hand
mm-hmm.
them a box of CDs and DVDs and say, here, watch all these, you know, there's about 300 hours worth of information in here. Once you get through this, then you'll be ready for the next step. No, that you're done. That person's toast. They're never going to get the next step. But if we just point them to that huge arsenal of information, that huge library, it's not so overwhelming because they can kind of pick and choose and, you know, go from there. And then, okay, what do you do after that? Well, let's make sure they have a rollout. Have they experienced what Nikan's philosophy is about, that me caring for you and then you duplicating that to others, you know, going from there. Okay, so we've checked out the website. We've got a rollout. Okay, what products do you want to start with? What's the next right step for you? Well, for our friend Jill, it was, well, I need to get on auto ship. Sometimes the order may be convoluted a little bit, but so for me, for Jill, my next step for her is, well, we need to go back to the library and go back to the rollout, because she's not experienced either one of those. Because that, you know, so they can take on different order, but it's imperative that we make sure they go through each one. And if you, you've got these steps because you're in Dave and Ellie's organization, so you know
right.
where you are.
Right. I think what my problem is we sign them up, they get their box, and then we sort of drop them, you know, just like the follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I think that's what I need to really work on this year, is not to let the ball drop and have them not even, you know, because we've had distributors that sign up and they never bought a thing for a whole, you know.
The infamous $35 wellness consultant. And, you know,
right.
one of the things that we can simply go back and say is, you know, I think I did you a disservice. Pause. Stop talking. Don't say anything else after that. Let them come back with the question, what do you mean you did me a disservice? Well, I introduced you to Nikan. However, I didn't show you what's there. Because you've got 10 power patches and a bunch of great information and a great success kit, but there's so much more there in this world of Nikan. And I owe it to you. I should have done this years, you know, months ago, weeks ago, whatever, when you registered. I should have set up a time to give you a roll-up. Now, if they're long distance, you work through that. You figure out some way to make that happen. But also, there's a whole mess of products here that it's not that I want you to create a buying frenzy. I want you to buy everything. I just want to, why did you sign up? What was the point of you registering? To get the 10 free power patches? That was it? No, there's so much more than that. So take ownership and then rewind and say, and see, Dottie, you and Bill, if you've signed up a whole bunch of these people, you can go back to all of them. It doesn't matter the time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
We still got time for more to share. I want to share something that I found the other day that I think really will be empowering for all of us, and it simply says this. What are you doing to stretch yourself? What are you doing to improve your skills? Don't get trapped into thinking that good enough is good enough. You were created for more than just average. Today is a new day, and there are new heights for you to climb. Pursue what you love and keep developing that area of your life. Take a class or find a mentor that will help you live skillfully. As you do, you will rise up higher and higher. You will stand before for leaders and rulers, and you will live the blessed life that God has in store for you. Joel Osteen wrote that. Pastor of the largest church in America, author of several best-selling books. But I thought that was incredibly apropos, especially for today, that what are we doing to challenge ourselves to take it to the next step? There's no such thing as average. No such thing. A friend shared with me last night, I thought this was just tragic, and I want to let some other people share. He walked into Costco the other day, and he said they had a 82-inch plasma screen right there. And he said, Vance, you know how much they sell that thing for? I said, I wouldn't even know, beginning there. $18,000. Who's going to make an impulse purchase at Costco or Sam's for $18,000? But immediately my mind went to, wow, people actually invest that much time, that much resources into something that they're going to set in front of. It's going to dictate to them what their life will be from that point forward. It just is incredibly startling for me. Now, if you just bought one of those, you just invest $18,000, I'm sorry. I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying that that is not a purchase that I would make. But I think there's a lot of people in our culture that they're looking for something, and that's what the Me Too mentality is. But we're called to be, we have a destiny that's so much greater than that. So, a couple more here. Who wants to finish off the call?
Good morning, Vance. It's Nancy in Cleveland. I had absolutely no intentions of speaking this morning.
And see, this is why I do this call.
Well,
go ahead, Nancy.
I know that one of my reasons for not following up is I get so discouraged when people give me their information. I may have given them a CD or something, and I call, and I'm ignored. Time after time, I give them 3-4 calls. My final call saying, I'm not going to continue to bug you. If you are interested, call me back. You know, something like that. But the main reason I'm speaking up is because I've been reading the book Simple Abundance, a day book of comfort and joy, for probably 8 or 10 years already. And it's a reading for each day of the year. And last night, the reading was on a gratitude journal. And I've done this off and on for years also, and one sentence in there just struck me where she says, you simply will not be the same person 2 months from now after consciously giving thanks each day for the abundance that exists in your life. The more you have and are grateful for, the more you will be given. And that struck me last night. I have it highlighted, so obviously I have different color highlights on each page because each year I read it, there are different things that pop out at me.
Mm-hmm.
And this one just struck me last night, and I thought, it's talking to you, and it's time to get back to the gratitude journal and see where it takes you.
You know, Nancy, something that I do, and it's obnoxious, and it may not be part of your personality at all, but you had said, you know, your greatest frustration is that you follow up and you follow up and you follow up and never get any response from people. I've actually done this and more times than I can remember. I did it with with Terry Latham once, and because I left him a message and he didn't call me back, and I thought, well, that's incredibly rude. I thought you shouldn't do that. So the next message I left for him went something along like this: Hey Terry, I heard about the accident. I didn't realize it was so incredibly tragic, and my heart goes out to you. And when all 10 of your fingers heal, you know, because of the accident, I realize that they're in a cast right now. And when you're able to pick up the phone and actually push the buttons, and you can dial my number, that number is 503-695-5683. But, you know, don't rush it, because I realize how devastating that was for you and Aaron. He called me back within 5 minutes, just cracking up because, and I won't repeat what he said, but it got the job done, you know.
Well, this is with somebody you know.
Even if it's somebody you don't know, and if they get so uptight and so serious, well, you know, is that really the type of person that you want
to be? Exactly, and... Yeah, you know, they show a lot of interest, or they say, yes, absolutely. I use that financial options line more than anything. Mm-hmm. And these are people who are checking people in at Costco, or who, another one was a waitress who is literally on the crust of losing her house. I mean, you know, so many times like that, and they don't call you back.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, why do I keep hitting my head against the wall? This is just the way it's going to be. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start my gratitude journal tonight again, and we'll see where 2 months from now I am.
Yeah. And some of the, a lot of that, this may be foreign concept to people, but Bob Bellevue, who's one of our wellness consultants up in New York, he's I've learned a lot from him, and one of them is you, if you want something, and not, it's not, again, it's not a selfish or evil desire, you literally speak it into existence. And what you're talking about with the gratitude journal is, you know, God, I'm thankful that today that the people that I come across, that I've got a gift for them, and I'm thankful that I can give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful that, you know, they may reciprocate and give me something back. And if they don't, it's okay, because I'm grateful that I even had the opportunity. And when you walk into that mentality, you know, that mindset, all of a sudden it changes. And if they get as excited and enthusiastic about what we have with this thing called NECAN, so be it. And if
mm-hmm.
they don't, it's okay, because we're our responsibility is just, you know, we're just thankful that we get to give the gift.
Yeah, well, she said in yesterday's passage that it will change all aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to necessarily gear my gratefulness to any particular thing. You know, in Cleveland at this time of year, if we would have a day of sunshine, believe me, that would be number one on my list. And I, you know, I'm so very grateful that the streets are plowed and I can get out if it happens.
Right. Well, see, that's an area right there when somebody, you know, especially right now, there's a big portion of the country, as June mentioned, that Florida is the only state that didn't have snow. You know, we can change or shift conversations, saying, man, I am grateful because I have this really, really kicking new light that the company that I'm working with, that I've aligned myself with, they just introduced, and it takes gray days like this and makes them just houses abundantly filled with sunshine. And people will look at you, huh? Because I love the fact that I can come to an office, a place of work, and flip on that light, and it can be miserable outside. We had almost an inch of freezing rain the other day.
Ooh.
And it didn't bother me. So, anyways, Nancy, thank you for sharing. I know there are others of you who are out there that didn't get a chance, or you didn't hit the numbers fast enough, and I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you to, as what I read by Joel Osteen, to take it up a notch, just tweak it a little bit, because whatever those areas, and I think it's incredibly fascinating that the majority of all of us shared that it really comes down to the area that we want to tweak, the area we want to improve, is it's all about healthy finances. And guess what, folks? That's where everybody's at. There are very few, the percentage of people out there that's an area that they're not even concerned with is a fraction of our population. And so if that's where we're at, you can imagine where other people are at, so we can say, so that simple statement of that question of, do you keep your financial options open? If somebody answers no, then you can always fall back and say, really? Well, do you have the ultimate amount of energy every day that you think you need? And you guys, when we utilize these products and we share them with people passionately, they'll come back every single time. And so,
Vance?
Yes.
Are you still there?
I am.
This is Julie in Connecticut. I couldn't get.
Good morning,
I get
Julie
my phone. I
couldn't. My phone's ringing off the hook, and I keep hearing these beeps, so it's like cutting me out. But go ahead,
okay.
Julie.
I couldn't get unmuted when you were talking before. But so anyway, thank you. I tried to get on before,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't. So I just wanted to say thank you, and in balancing everything.
Mm-hmm.
I joined the gym because I needed better body balance, but also as a way to meet people
uh-huh.
for the finance part.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Well, Julie, do yourself a favor and don't be one of those people that, how do I usually describe that? I've never joined a gym. I've never had a membership. Not that it's bad or anything. I just, it's not something I've done. But I've heard from people that are regular members that they pretty much avoid the gym January and February because it's packed to the gills. But come March 1st, they empty out again because our culture, our society is filled with resolutionists that's as far as they can make it. And so do yourself a favor and don't be one of those people. You know, commit that, hey, come March 1st, I'm just getting started.
Well, actually, I started in September.
See, there you go.
I started in September. I've met a few great people,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, I feel so much better when I go. And
mm-hmm.
and you see, I could never go before because my back was never good enough. So now that my back is strong from the osteodense, that
mm-hmm.
my bone density has improved, then... and with the magnetic stuff now, I can go.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what it is about the month of September, other than it's my favorite month because it's the month I was born. But I really think that maybe that, you know, kids getting back into school, new routines, getting started for us because, you know, the majority of our household revolves around that school system setup. But it's a really good time to kind of jumpstart and get into a routine, and I commend you for picking that month because
mm-hmm.
that's when I started a few years ago on my, you know, the healthy body area, and it's totally revolutionized for me physically. There are things that I could not do a few years ago that I'm able to do today because of that, and I'm not this Mr. Atlas, you know, rep. I have no desire. I just feel like we can be better stewards of this physical, you know, body that we've been given. And with that, we got to do a couple things differently. So thank you again, those of you who shared. Appreciate it greatly. Looking forward to an exciting 2011. So make it a great weekend, great day. And if I don't talk to you beforehand, we'll chat next Saturday morning. So talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Vance. God bless.
You're welcome.